teaching while he prosecuted the studies necessary for his distinction. And then, oddly enough, one finds him mentioned in the correspondence of Arthur Hicks, the poet. "You remember Filmer," Hicks writes to his friend Vance. "Well, he hasn't altered a bit. The same hostile mumble and the nasty chin. How can a man contrive to be always 3 days from shaving? And a sort of furtive air of being engaged in sneaking in front of me. Even his coat and that frayed collar of his show no further signs of the passing years. He was writing in the library, and I sat down beside him in the name of God's charity, whereupon he deliberately insulted me by covering up his memoranda. It seems he has some brilliant research on hand that he suspects me of all people with a bodily booklet a-printing, of stealing. He has taken remarkable honours at the university. He went through them with a sort of hasty slobber, as though he feared I might interrupt him before he had told me all, and he spoke of taking his Doctor of Science as one might speak of taking a cab. And he asked what I was doing with a sort of comparative accent, and his arm was spread nervously, positively a protecting arm, over the paper that hid the precious idea.